All right, let's talk to Anne in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, listening on WRGN. Harrisburg, Jackie Mac Harris is here. So this is perfect. How you doing, Anne?
Hi, I'm doing well. Thank you for taking my call, and Merry Christmas to all.
Oh, thanks. Thank you too, Anne.
Thank you. I have a situation concerning parental alienation. I'll keep it brief. I divorced a cheating man in 2008. I single-handedly raised three daughters into adulthood with college, two marriages, etc. And the second wedding 3 years ago, I was invited to, but I was not included in a response for the rehearsal time, the rehearsal dinner.
Oh.
And they stopped talking to me at that wedding. Ooh. And it has been excruciating.
Wow.
I'm trying to do my best, not just because of the holiday, but thank you for letting me get this call through.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome.
Any tips?
So something happened around the second wedding. They invited you, but did not include you in the planning. Have there been difficulties over the years? Have your children felt controlled by you?
They felt very pulled by both of us. Mm. I was the solid, non-fun parent who provided, mm-hmm. and Dad was the person who did the vacations on credit cards, etc.
Yeah. What I'm trying to get at is, were there conflicts? I understand what you're saying in that you definitely did the best you could with what you had. And I'm sure that they felt torn between the two of you. But yes. I work with a lot of adult children who felt very much like their parents saw either of their parents saw them as nothing more than an extension of them. And so what the parent wanted for them was what they needed. What the parent thought was best was what they needed to do. And then they become adults. And this translates to they think the parent is trying to control them. So like with my daughters, there have been times where I've said things and then I learned that they thought that that was a demand. And I'm like, you grown and live in your own house. That's not a demand. That was just a suggestion. You can do whatever you want to do. It won't matter to me one way or the other. It doesn't really affect me. But I was just giving a suggestion. I realized I had to actually say that because they were still reacting to me as though they were children. And then projecting onto me that I was treating them like children. So we had to have that conversation. And so I wonder if something, and I've been a part of planning two weddings. Those are stressful. And I remember my mother and I, our experience during my wedding. So, and my sister's two weddings. So it's tough. And so any number of things could happen. But I wonder if, at least that second daughter, the second wedding, has difficulty with you, particularly in terms of feeling like you want to control and have your way.
I'm glad you brought that out. Absolutely not, because she planned her own wedding her own way. I let her do her own thing. I wasn't involved unless asked. It was the same with my first daughter, who was married at the young age of 21. They both had the freedom to do what they wanted with and how their wedding was chosen. I've never felt, and I've spoken it all the time, and it was wonderful to hear you speak those words. I was the parent when they were married or when they were dating and having to split themselves among other family members for holiday gatherings.
Yeah.
I would say, let me know what your holiday plans are. When can we get together as a family? Anytime, 2 weeks before, 2 weeks after, so that you're not running around crazy.
You've been flexible, Anne. You have tried to give them a lot of space. If we were to ask your daughter and son-in-law why they aren't talking to you, what do you think they would tell us? Even if it's not true, what would they tell us?
I think they are personally having difficulties in their own marriage. The oldest, at least, who was the closest to me, most like me, I was able, believe it or not, to do as the Spirit led me about 2 years ago. And I took a 2-hour ride to a place that she visits, usually on a Wednesday. And I went down on a Friday night. The Spirit said, Colleen, go visit Tegan at this thrift store. Lo and behold, I pulled into the parking lot And my eldest and her two sons, ages 5 and 1.5, were there.
Hmm.
And I said, this is remarkable. So I spoke with her. I asked if I could give her a hug. She turned to me and said, why are you ambushing me here?
Oh.
And I pointed to the ceiling. I said, God sent me. Don't you always come to this store on Wednesdays? Why are you here on Friday? And she responded, because my oldest forgot to get his Frisbee. So we just ran in and ran out. And I'm like, that's a God moment. So we left, and I thought that would be the end of it. I got hugs from the boys, screaming, hugging me, kissing me, lovely. And she said, you want to get in the truck and talk? And we talked for 2 hours. And I said two things. I didn't know if I'd get another opportunity. Mm-hmm. At that point, it was 1.5 years into the silent treatment. And I said, can I ask just two questions? I'm not ready to talk to you. And she turned away from me in the driver's seat of the truck, the van. And I said, did I do something to you that I'm not aware of that I could take responsibility for? Or have I not done something that you wished I did? Mm-hmm. And her response was, it's not about you, Mom. Mm. And she wouldn't talk anything further.
Oh, that is so mysterious. You did a great attempt to try to get information that you could work with. That ambushing, you're ambushing me. It sounds kind of similar to the last call, that maybe that doesn't belong to you, but it is worth looking into if your daughters have struggled with the level of involvement you so generously do want to have while still being really flexible. Sometimes they may have felt like it was too much, which doesn't really make sense to me on the surface. But if I were you, I would prayerfully consider, how would my daughters ever have felt like I ambushed them? And what we find is that sometimes when we share our spirituality with our children, it can feel like too much for them, even if they're also believers. So your right answer of God sent me, I would wonder if that felt like too much spirituality. Your daughter said, I'm not ready to talk to you. So perhaps they've needed even more space than the flexibility that you have already given them. Because they're not talking to you, we tend to recommend that you get into your own individual counseling and ask that counselor, how could they ever feel ambushed by me? And by telling some of the stories of what you have been through, we tend to find some signs of, well, it doesn't look like ambushing from our perspective, but why did they feel that way? That's where the exploration has to take place.
I want to read something to you. I've been studying this Thomas Theorem, thought from 1928. And basically it's this statement that if people define situations as real, they're real in their consequences. So it doesn't even matter what happened. She said it's not about you. And so I would take that as true and not make it about you. That is her truth. And so now you can step back and go, okay, well, this isn't about me. Let me pray for my daughter because she's going through something and doesn't feel like I'm a person she can talk to about it. And I would definitely be praying about the spiritual aspect because a lot of times that's the thing and they don't think that they can have that conversation with their parent.
And leading with strengths of all the good you have done, it doesn't always help to break through defensiveness. Mm-hmm. So looking for, this is how I was imperfect, that helps more with adult children.